This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, Dave, I think I'm on some kind of delay here or something because I've been a couple of seconds late with everything. You know, I tell you, I got this celebrity waiter thing coming up, and I said I was going to wear an inflatable eagle outfit, but I hit my head on a cabinet, and now I can't wear the outfit. Somebody texted in and said they looked at the picture on Amazon, and perhaps fate did me a favor. I think they're right, yeah. So I'm all dressed up here for Ralph Brennan, who joins us, and I'm glad I did, because normally, you know, I look like I'm about ready to play 18 holes, and instead I'm all dressed up, and it's good to have you here, Ralph Brennan.
Great to be here, and you look great, too.
Well, thank you so much. I saw you on CBS Sunday morning. What was that? Saturday morning. How was that? Nice?
Oh, that was wonderful. That was during COVID. Mm-hmm. It's one of the best interviews I've ever done.
Michelle Miller or whom?
No. I have to think for just a minute. He works with that Saturday morning broadcast. Michelle's up in New York.
Yeah.
And he was here because his family came here. His wife worked for and was born here and worked for Councilman Jackie Clarkson.
Okay.
And that's how I knew her. And they were living here because they needed some special education requirements for their child. And anyway, he called me one day and said, "Do you want to do an interview?" Didn't know it would be such a great interview, and he was really good, and we had a great time.
I love that show, and I love Michelle Miller. It's just a delight. She really is. I love watching that on Saturday morning. All right, let's talk about Ian McNulty, although off today, is waiting, listening online, waiting. I don't know if I should disclose where he is or not. Ian, if you're listening, you can tell me if it's okay to disclose it or not. But anyway, he wanted me to ask you about Redfish Grill. First of all, I want to talk about the Ralph Brennan family of restaurants because I think there's six of them.
Yes. In our group, my family has three different groups of restaurants. And so mine are here in New Orleans, and I have the original Brennan's on Royal Street.
To which I've never been, but I will one day go, I guarantee you.
I tried to get you to come.
I will. Okay. I'll take that one.
And then Redfish Grill on Bourbon Street.
I love that.
And then we were fortunate enough one day to buy the Napoleon House from the Impastata family. And then we have Ralph's on the Park in Mid-City. And then we operate Cafe Noma in the New Orleans Museum of Art. And then we have a restaurant in California, Southern California, at Disneyland, called the Jazz Kitchen, and we're a Disney tenant. We've been out there. This is our 25th year.
Wow. I've been to Redfish Grill. Matter of fact, one time some family members were in-laws, whatever it was, were from Wisconsin, and the Saints played Green Bay. And that was back in the day when I drank, and I let the drinking get away from me. And I was greeted with the ticket from my now ex-wife when I woke up that apparently I paid for a $1,200 meal that I didn't realize because it was a party of like 12 people or maybe even more with three bottles of wine that I thought it imperative that we buy at that time. But I don't regret it. We had a great time. I don't regret any of it. I really don't. I think Redfish Grill is outstanding. I love Ralph's on the Park. That to me is one of the best venues in New Orleans to go and eat, yes, especially on the upstairs patio if it's the right time of year. Right?
Yes, yes, it's a wonderful place. We were very lucky to find it.
And Napoleon House, you bought that, and it says here on the website, Old World New Orleans. You bought that to kind of preserve culture, right? Of
That's
New Orleans
right.
culture. Tell me about that story.
That's right. The Impastata family owned the restaurant for 100 years, 101 actually, when we took over in 2015. And it was the third generation we bought it from. The fourth generation wasn't interested. And they reached out to us and said, can we talk about you taking over this? And we were in the process of renovating Brennan's. And anyway, it takes a while to tell the story about how all the negotiations went, but they went in a very good way. And we were able to buy the restaurant from the Impastatas. And, you know, to maintain the culture of the restaurant, we sent a team in for about 3 months before we took over. And the Impastata stayed with us for about 3 months to make sure we were doing it right. And it's been a great relationship. It's a wonderful place. Lots of history in that building. I often go sit in there. My grandmother, one of my grandmothers had this phrase, if the walls could talk.
And absolutely.
I'll go out in the evening after work and I'll go sit in there and get a glass of wine and sit in the corner and just think about if the walls could talk. And it's just a wonderful history.
You flattered me earlier by telling me you listen to me, which I appreciate. I really do. I'm honored, actually, that you would listen. But, you know, I can sometimes range all over the place. Everybody's got a story, and I'd like to know, when you were a kid, was it presumed that you were going to go into the restaurant business or not? Or did I'm not quite sure with your dad and where he fits into the Brennan restaurant family history.
Yeah, well, my dad was one of six brothers and sisters.
Okay.
And my grandparents were very effective, boy, girl, boy, girl, boy, girl. So he was the third.
In that order?
Yes.
Wow.
And he was the second boy and the third of the six children.
Hard to get that kind of continuity.
Yeah.
Like almost like as though they were ordering off of a menu, huh?
Exactly.
I'll have the boy, then exactly. The girl, then the boy, then the girl, and let's finish it up with the boy and the girl.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, my dad, you know, tried to discourage me, really, because of the commitment you have to make. It's running a restaurant in several restaurants like we do, it's a lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because the restaurants are open 7 days a week, even if I'm off that day, I'm still thinking about it up here and, you know, reviewing the reservations like I do every day.
For all six or just the local ones?
Just the local ones.
Five.
But yeah, we don't take at the restaurant.
Well, four, actually, because you don't take reservations for City Park, or do you?
City Park we do, but, yeah, okay. But Cafe Noma we don't.
All right.
So, and actually Napoleon
Wait,
House.
Wait, now City Park, we're talking about Ralph's on the Park.
Ralph's on the Park.
I meant City Park is in the Cafe Noma.
Cafe Noma, we don't take reservations. And we don't take reservations at Napoleon House. So, mm-hmm. So it's really just four, I guess it is. No. Anyway.
It's enough.
It's enough. Yeah. And I go through Open Table every day just to see who's coming in. But, you know, it's that kind of a commitment. And he tried to discourage me to do that. He made sure that I went to college because he didn't get a chance to finish college because of World War II.
What's your degree in?
I have a degree in economics and then an MBA, both from Tulane.
Okay. All in economics?
No, just regular business, mostly accounting and finance in the MBA
program. That would make
program.
Sense, you would think?
Because I left. My family had a split in 1974, you might know about.
Yeah.
And my aunt.
Whose hasn't, Ralph?
I know.
Right? Whose family hasn't had a split?
I know. So I had to go find a job, and I was graduating with my MBA, and my aunt told me, because I assumed I was going into business, and she told me, well, I don't really have an opportunity for you. So I went to work for an accounting firm, Price Waterhouse. And I worked for them for almost 6 years, and my aunt got me on a Christmas night sitting at my parents' house drinking some red wine, and she said, I want you to come work for me. And I did, and never looked back. It's been in my blood, and so, you know, I love it, but it is a commitment.
I was talking to a lady that started this glass recycling. I forgot
yes.
the name of it now, but
yes.
she said, and I remember the things that people say, and she said, like every great idea, it started over a glass of red wine. And that's what you just said, and it seems like it does, right?
Yes. I heard that interview, by the
Did
way.
Did you? Okay, yeah.
Yes, because we've used Glass Half Full for a number of years
glass
now.
Glass Half Full, thank you.
Yep. They do a great job, and it's a great cause. And, you know, protecting our wetlands is critical to our future. So we love to support them, and we save glass at all the restaurants, and they pick it up, and off it goes.
I started as an accounting major. And at that time, all I wanted to do was be on the radio. But now that I do this, The world of business fascinates me, and I always like to peek behind the curtain. Chris Blair, we had him on earlier. I don't know if you heard or not. The last thing we talked about, we didn't even talk about football. I talked about the announcing thing because I think everybody has a story, and I love to hear it.
Yep.
How do you even – you talk about a commitment. How do you even begin to manage all of these restaurants? Because – and I'll start with this. I would think it's pretty easy to lose your rear end in the restaurant business very quickly if you don't know what you're doing.
It is.
Okay. So people not say, being a Price Waterhouse term, lose your rear end, but you know.
Right, yeah. But you hear people a lot of times say the best way to make $1 million in the restaurant business is start with $2 million. but it's all about people. That's what I tell everyone. I'm in the people business. I'm not in the restaurant business. I just happen to be in the restaurant business.
You're not talking about entertaining guests. You're talking about staff, I presume.
I'm talking about staff and guests.
And guests, yeah.
Yes, our job is to create guest experiences. And the only way you can do that is with an outstanding team of people. And so we work very hard on training and development of our people. Who then can give the great experience to our guest. And then hopefully our goal is always to stimulate word of mouth so that when they have a good time, they'll tell some friends and they'll come back and use the restaurants. So that's what we do. I spend a lot of my time just thinking about staffing and people. And
you guys talk about front of the house, back of the house, right?
Yes.
What's the distinction?
Well, I will tell you there's no distinction in my mind.
All right.
That the back of the house is just as involved in guest service as the front of the house. And the front of the house is just as involved in cooking and preparing the food and even cleaning the dishes and glassware.
Really?
Yes, because we're all one team.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I talk a lot about because I love sports. It's just like football, offense and defense and special teams. I mean, everybody contributes. And at the end of the day, if there's a W up on the scoreboard, that's what it's all about.
How do you determine the W? I know with you it's more than money. It's got to be more than money. Just overall, you want everybody to be satisfied, I would presume?
Yes, we do. And there's no magic to how you measure it. Just you get a lot of guest feedback. We try to work on the floor a lot, talk to the guests. All of our managers are asked to greet the tables and see how they're doing. And it's just sort of subjective how we measure it. But you can feel it. You can walk into a restaurant and see if things are going okay or not.
You're never going to please. You know, I always say I can stand on a corner and hand out $100 bills. Some people are going to complain because it's not enough. Others are going to say I'm ruining the work ethic in the country. So some people you just can't please them. You just can't. You can't please everybody. But I would think you try.
We do. And, you know, I look at the guest that has a problem. Maybe we do something wrong. Maybe the soup's cold. The gumbo's cold. Whatever thing like that happens is an opportunity for us to turn that customer. And I call it, because my aunt taught me this term, make a customer.
Mm-hmm.
And if you take care of them and you handle it, because people are in business or they're doing things just like we're doing with their customers, let's say. And so if we can turn them and get them into a positive state, we've just made a customer. And they may even be a stronger customer because of the way we handled it.
You say going over the reservation list. I presume there are people that are weekly customers come in every week?
It depends on the restaurant.
Okay.
You know, you mentioned Ralph's on the Park.
Mm-hmm.
Because of where it's located, it's very much of a locals restaurant. From all around City Park, we reach out into Old Metairie to the east, all those neighborhoods.
Carrollton, Mid-City, all
yes,
of that. Right?
Yes, yes. And we do a lot of special events there, particularly wedding-related events.
I went to a wedding reception there.
So people come from all around town, and it's centrally located. We have good parking, and that's good. You know, a restaurant like Brennan's in the French Quarter, less frequent, but we do get some people that come regularly, but that may be once or twice a year. You know, people come in from outside the city because New Orleans – is the big city to parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Texas. And so they like to come here for weekends and family events. And so we have a broader customer base there.
And you mentioned sports is not a competition. But if you could remember stories or anecdotes of couples that have been going, say, to Brennan's 50 years in a row or something like that, do you know of a longest term that people have –
No.
50 is over the top? Or
no,
maybe?
I just reviewed the Brennan's reservations a little earlier this morning before I came over here. And one of the notes was the couple ate breakfast at Brennan's 54 years ago when
no
they were
kidding.
Married.
Wow.
And so they're coming back. So I see a lot of that. that they were married here. They celebrated a birthday here, a new child born. Baptisms, all kinds of things.
I don't know what's more extraordinary about that, Ralph, that they would want to go to Brennan's after 54 years or they were still married. Either way, it's a hell of an accomplishment. Yes. Let me take a break. We come back. Ian McNulty was here with us yesterday. We did a little – actually, we're doing pretty good. We had a double segment of Open Table – our table talk here because we talked to Ian yesterday, and he's in, actually he said it's okay to tell people where he is. He got called for jury duty, as did I. So apparently it's something in the water. And I do want to clear this up, too. I said earlier that it was based on voting rules, and our news director, Dave Cohen, said it's not. There's a completely different way to decide who serves jury duty and who doesn't. Oh. Do you get called a lot or not?
I have been called. I've served.
A lot or not?
Not a lot,
man,
no.
Seems like I'm
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I don't know what happens, but I'm at the top of the list for whatever reason. It seems like I get called a lot, but I guess Plaquemines is not that big. 9:23, quick break. More with Ralph Brennan when we come back on WWL. Ralph Brennan, our guest, nice enough to spend an hour of his time with us. I know he's plenty busy. Let's talk about, you know, we get the big anniversary of Katrina coming up, and Ian McNulty, who's serving jury duty, who's normally with us, but instead was nice enough to hook us up with Mr. Ralph Brennan here. Redfish Grill, one of the first to reopen after Katrina, and y'all did it with bottled water and paper plates. Tell me about that whole process, because Diane Newman, the program director here, and I were talking the other day, and it's, I think after 20 years, sometimes we forget how devastating that was and how it just changed everything forever.
It did. It was an amazing event, and I think most of the people in the city would say they were unprepared for the flooding that happened. I know I was in Jackson, Mississippi at a friend's house, a restaurateur up there who's a good friend of mine, and I was watching one of the news networks, CNN, or I don't know which one I was watching, and they started talking about water. And I kept watching it, and I started to realize our lives had changed, and it really did change our lives.
It's hard enough just as a citizen wondering, am I going to have a job? What's going on with my house? But as a man that's in the restaurant business, got a big capital investment, I mean, how do you even begin to come back from something like that?
Well, We didn't have an answer to that question, but we started coming back into the city.
That's the other thing, Ralph, that is so important about this story, I think, is that this is anything you say is a pun, whether it's sea change or uncharted waters. But it really was. Nobody had a game plan for this. Nobody thought this could happen or would happen.
Nope, we didn't. And so we just started putting our heads down and trying to figure out what we could do and how we could get open. And a lot of people helped us figure that out. I started getting into the city. First time I came in with Sandy Wan. I don't know if you know Sandy from Leidenheimer Bread, one of our suppliers in Baton Rouge. Drove us in one of their pickup trucks, and we went over to his bakery and looked at it, and then we went around and looked at the restaurants and went back to Baton Rouge.
That's a part of it, too, how a lot of us had to go through God knows what kind of steps just to even get back in.
That's right. That's right. And we started, and our suppliers were help with that, getting us back into the city. And we quickly realized that the French Quarter was okay, although we had a little bit of flooding on the Redfish Grill side of Bourbon Street. I have a great picture of the sidewalk looking toward the middle of Bourbon Street, looking toward downtown, and the Redfish Grill side's flooded, and the Bourbon House, my cousin Dickie's side, not flooded.
The restaurant took water?
We just took a little bit, not a
whole
lot.
I had no idea. I thought there was no flooding in the quarter at all.
About half of the quarter. About half the quarter. But we were right at the end of it. But we had a contractor, and they were able to get in there, and we started getting the water out, drying the place out, cleaned out the refrigerators, and then just started to work. I mean, there were a lot of things we had to do. We had to find our staff.
We're talking about mid-September here? What are we talking about?
This was probably, about mid-September. Okay. The dates all kind of run together now.
Oh, yeah.
It's been 20
Absolutely.
Years. It's hard to believe.
They ran together 20. Then, too, because
yes.
It was crazy.
And so we just started working, and we found out who was in town because we had some managers, a couple of them who lived on the West Bank and didn't flood, and they could get into the city, and they were able to get around and help us evaluate where we were as a company. And then we started to try to find other managers. We started with the managers first, and then we started to look for our staff, many of whom were in Houston. And we had a funny situation – not funny, serious, I guess.
Strange.
That was a payroll weekend. So we thought when we left on Saturday and closed the restaurants, we thought we'd be back on Tuesday or Wednesday and we'd make our payroll on schedule. Well, that didn't happen. And, of course, the banks, weren't open. But we figured out a way to find them in the Astrodome and wherever else they were. And we wanted to take care of them. Like I said, we started to develop a plan. How can
we
get open?
That says a lot. Let me just stop you there for a second. So you got employees that become part of a diaspora. They're in Houston. Again, nobody knew this. They're expecting a paycheck. A lot of people live paycheck to paycheck.
Yes.
They just got to pay their expenses. And you actively sought them out?
Yes. We found some managers in Houston in the Astrodome, and they helped us find staff there. They would see them. Or we put signs up on the big scoreboard.
It really does, yeah.
Because that was important.
Really? Put signs on a big scoreboard?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Employees of Ralph Brennan or whatever. Uh-huh. I don't remember what it said, but call. We had an 800 number.
Mm-hmm.
That we use for emergencies. One of our staff members went out to our restaurant in California and answered that 800 call number out there because that was an easy facility. When I started walking around when I first came here, it was just eerie being downtown. And literally there was no one on the streets. It was even scary. And I walked around and went to some of our friends and looked at their restaurants. I went over and tried to find some of the hoteliers that I know and just see how they were doing, trying to figure out what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But we concluded that we could get open. And our biggest challenge was getting –
Why was it so important for you to reopen?
Well, what I realized and the rest of our management team was that, New Orleans was okay. It was severely damaged, but the French Quarter especially was okay. And Ralph's in the Park was okay because it didn't flood. So
really? I didn't know that either.
No, it's on the ridge.
The Metairie Ridge?
The Metairie Ridge, okay. Yes. So we just figured it was our responsibility to get open. What we saw downtown was there were a lot of first responders roaming around, a lot of media roaming around, and it was important to send the message that New Orleans is okay. Heavily damaged, but okay.
To be clear, and I'm going to take a leap here, but I'm guessing that cash flow is the least of your concerns at this point. This was about showing people that the city was still alive, not dead, deeply wounded, but would come back.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and also working with New Orleans and Company, our Convention and Visitors Bureau, because I was chair of the Convention Center at the time, and I was on a group that started to meet with conventions. They sent representatives into the city, and our group met with them, and I spoke for the restaurant industry and the French Quarter somewhat.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You said, look, we're open. You can bring your convention here in October, November, December, whatever. We'll be ready for you. And that helped a lot, it getting the word out that New Orleans was going to come back. Now, it didn't come back like it was, but you have to start somewhere.
Right.
So we did.
And somebody
that
has to go first.
And somebody has to go first. And so we started working on Redfish Grill, and we had a restaurant on Charter Street called Baco, and that was in good shape. So we started to try to get those two open first. Our biggest challenge was getting health permits, because we weren't going to open without them.
Mm-hmm.
And we started working on that. And I reached out to a friend of mine who worked for the National Restaurant Association. He was one of their health and safety experts. And I found him in Florida.
Mm.
And he'd taken a job with one of our big companies in the restaurant industry. And he called me back, and I told him the situation, and he kind of chuckled, and he said, that's easy. I'll show you how to do it. And he gave me some links to look at, and he said there'll be a lot of information there. And then I started working with the Louisiana Restaurant Association and some others in the Restaurant Association, and we drafted some revised health regs that we took to the Department of Health in Baton Rouge, and they approved them. It took them a little bit of time, but they approved them. So we could operate, and so we operated with, you know, paper, plates, forks, knives. I remember somebody at Redfish Grill ordered a bottle of Dom Perignon champagne that they were drinking out of a plastic cup.
Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah, so
I've already had Dom out of a styrofoam cup at a radio station celebrate ratings, and it's still pretty good, I got to tell you. It's not ideal, but it's still pretty good.
Yep, and we were able to get food out of Baton Rouge.
That's what I was going to ask you about, product. That couldn't have been easy, huh?
No, it wasn't really easy, and we only had four entrees, and we had some a gumbo, a salad, and a little dessert. And we put together what we could put together, and people were happy with that. We also were lucky that at Redfish Grill, we have a wood-burning grill, mm-hmm. so we were grilling fish. Baco, we had a grill and a pizza oven, so both wood-burning, so we could use that. And so it all worked out.
I mean, listen to what you're saying. It's 2005, right?
Yes.
And the reason the restaurant was able to open is that you were able to burn wood. It's like opening a restaurant in the 1800s almost, right? Like you're setting up nanny's whatever it is, the stop and whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
And we had no water. So we had to bring in five gallon jugs of water, like you see in water dispensers right. in offices. And we put them in the restrooms, and we put them in the kitchen, all over the place with pumps on them. And then we boiled water in our steam kettles so that we could wash dishes, hand wash dishes. And we made do.
You must have gone through a ton of water. I'm just thinking about this here. That yeah.
We did, but it was what we needed to do to get open. And then over time, slowly, every week, every few days, things started to get a little bit better and a little bit better. I wish I could tell you when I thought it was normal. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But it worked.
Well, in terms of normal, that obviously is subjective, but nothing is ever going to be the same again. You know that, right? As a New Orleanian, it's just never. Yep. It was a like I say, you can't have a bad make a comparison without a bad pun, but it was the watershed moment where it's.
Yes.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We go back. I want to talk about your new chef at Commander's Palace at Brennan's.
Pardon me.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Because I think it's a great story about how you go about finding chefs and so forth. We're talking to Ralph Brennan, who owns six restaurants here, five in the city and one in California. Redfish Grill, Brennan's, Napoleon House, which was recently. How recent was that?
Napoleon House?
Acquired, yeah.
2015,
okay. I don't stay up to date on these things like Ian McNulty does. Ralph's on a park. Do you find yourself sometimes thinking 2015, that was just yesterday?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's been 10 years.
Thinking the millennial was just yesterday, it was like 2000, like, wow, yes. 20. Yeah. Anyway, Ralph's on a park, Cafe Noma, which is in the City Park New Orleans Museum of Art, and also the Jazz Kitchen Coastal Grill and Patio at Disneyland. That's been going on 25 years?
25 years.
All right, we'll be right back, 9:40, 20 till 10. Traffic now, WWL. Quickly back to Ralph Brennan, 9:46, 14 till 10, owner of six restaurants. And I want to talk about the new chef at Brennan's because I think that's a great story, Ralph.
Well, yes, we had an opportunity and we were looking for a chef, but we realized very quickly we had someone in-house.
That's what I love.
Her name is Chris Patalino, and we love to promote from within. Mm-hmm. And Chris had been with us for a while, probably, I think, 8 years. And she came to Brennan's as a pastry chef.
Wow.
She's trained as a pastry chef. And so we knew her very well. She moved from pastry into the executive sous chef position on the savory side of the kitchen. And she had a lot of experience there after doing that for a few years with us. And so after looking outside briefly, we came back to her.
Let me ask you about this real quick, about the pastry part of it, because I've heard that if you can be a pastry chef, then the rest of it you can do easily. Not easily, but the toughest of it is pastry chef, or not necessarily. Tell me if I'm wrong.
I would say both are tough.
Okay,
both sides, because you have to be creative, and yet make sure you still have dishes at work. And when I say work, that they're easy to get out of the kitchen somewhat, not too complicated, and then that the guests like them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the most important part of the guest.
So when it comes to, tell me a little bit about the young lady, then we'll go on with about being head chef.
Well, where did she grow up? She grew up in Florida, worked in California, worked in Denver, came to New Orleans, and we hired her at Brennan's. And like I said, she trained with us in a sense because she was with us 8 years. She's very talented.
As a restaurateur, how do you spot who's got promise and who doesn't? Because you're talking about the head chef at Brennan's. That's a big deal. That's like a national deal, right?
Yes.
So how do you determine that, Ralph?
Judgment, you know, watching them, observing them, getting to know them. We work very closely with all our chefs and all of our managers for that matter. But, you know, in the kitchen, you know, they're bringing you dishes, ideas for the menu because we give them that opportunity. Also, you know, her sous chefs are bringing dishes to us now because, you know, they want to get promoted and show us what they can do. So it's always kind of everything moving up. And it's a lot of judgment, but over 8 years, you taste her food, you watch her work, you watch her demeanor.
And I guess part of handling, interacting with other workers, right?
Same yes, thing? Absolutely. How do they treat other people? Because that's one of our core values is how we treat other people.
The screaming foolishness like you see on TV, that would not work in a real environment.
No, not in one of my kitchens,
that's what
my restaurants.
Yeah.
And I don't watch those TV shows because I don't think that's realistic.
You know, I used to, and then it was the same thing over and over and over. It's like Deadliest Catch. I get it. You put – no offense, but you drop the pots, you pick them up, they got crab in them or they don't. And,
right.
And I got – the screaming thing really seemed theatrical to me where it wasn't real.
I think it absolutely is. And, you know, we try to treat everybody with respect.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, because they'll do a lot better.
So when it comes to – I'm sorry.
Well, no, that'll flow through – all of this in my mind flows through the guest, the way you treat all your team because it's like a football team or something. If the coach treats them well, they'll play well. If not, maybe they won't play for them. You know, you have to take care of your staff. They're the most important asset we have.
So how do you know when it's time at Ralph's on the Park or Brennan's or whatever restaurant it is, Redfish Grill – to change the menu, to take something off, to put something on, to decide that, okay, this is good enough, let's see, because if somebody comes and they try it and it's not good enough, then it's a different thing. That would drive me crazy trying to figure that out.
A lot of judgment, a lot of observation, a lot of tasting.
Experience.
Yeah. I mean, there's no measure like in accounting. It's what you see, what you taste, what you smell. What you observe.
Yeah, well, you know, let me just interrupt for a second because that, as you say that, makes me think you went from the most objective field in the world in accounting where it either adds or it doesn't. That's what drove me out of accounting because it's like, you know, I found everything but like $30. Can we just let it go? Can we just write that off? No, you got to solve it. Where's to the most subjective thing in the world, really. What was that transition like?
It was tough. You know, I had to learn a lot. I mean, I grew up in the business. I thought I knew it. But once I got back into it at the level I was, and I'm supervising all these people, I had to really learn how to treat people in a different way and treat them with respect and dignity. I'll tell you a secret. I mean, I asked my aunt one day, why do I need to talk to all these people? Can't I just give them orders? And she said, no. They have to respect you back so that they'll follow you.
How old were you at that time?
I was in my 30s.
Those are words of a young man, I guarantee you.
Right.
Because you learn as you go down the road, that's not, you can't. You
right.
Don't. Yeah.
And, you know, when I'm in accounting, everybody there has a college degree or more, even the administrative that supports the accounting staff. And so you're talking.
And you're all speaking the same language.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. And then you get into, you know, a restaurant environment where you have an interesting group of people. And I had to learn how to respect them all, love them all, and appreciate them all. And it took me a while, but I mean, they make it go. I mean, the most important, probably one of the most important positions in the restaurant is the dishwasher. Because if you don't have plates on a Saturday night, clean plates, you're in a lot of trouble.
Ain't nothing going nowhere.
And
right?
I remember that, learning that when I was at Mr. B's, you know?
You were washing them yourself, I'm betting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Were you?
Well, yes, we did. We did everything at Mr. B's back then. But because, you know, it's all about taking care of those guests sitting in your seats. And so you need to build that team around you, and so they'll follow.
I've been fortunate enough to interact with some general managers, some business owners, and I found in my life, if you're walking around with somebody around their restaurant or their facility or whatever it is, and they bend over to pick up a piece of trash, chances are it's the general manager that's doing
it.
Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah. So let me go back real quick before we run out of time to a new dish. So is the chef at Brennan's, for example, constantly pitching new dishes? Because it seems like, I guess it can be infinite, but in another way it can't be infinite. I don't know.
Well, yes. I mean, we have some dishes that she can't touch, but then she can also put her stamp on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also rotate through the seasons, and we like to bring new dishes in. So, yes, we're constantly looking.
What's your favorite thing on a menu at Ralph's on the Park?
Ralph's on the Park? Oh, geez. Probably the shrimp scully.
Okay. What is that?
It's a fried shrimp with like a crystal butter sauce on it. Mm-hmm. It was created by one of our chefs out there, one of our sous chefs out there, our cook. I can't remember. But it's been on the menu for a long time. I like that.
Was Skelly the name of the guy that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's
yep.
Nice. What about Brennan's favorite dish?
Oh, geez. Now you're going to get me in trouble.
No, that's
gosh,
subjective. It's
I think
just
it's
you.
Egg Soussard.
It's not as a boss. It's as just Ralph. Ralph
it's egg Soussard.
Okay, and that
so
is?
It's basically eggs Benedict with Marchand de Vin sauce.
Ooh, that dark brown sauce?
Yes.
That sounds
yes.
delicious. I'm going
yeah.
to Brennan's. Yeah. And Redfish Grill, favorite dish there?
Grilled redfish. Yeah. Hickory grilled redfish.
Can't go wrong with
yep.
that. Ralph, it's been a pleasure and an honor to talk to you. I mean that sincerely. I can't thank you enough for actually taking the time to come in and not just do it on the phone. But you can see me at Brennan soon, I promise
okay.
you.
Okay. Well, right. great. Great to be here.
Tell me again that dish with the Marchand. What do you call it?
It's called Eggs Hussard.
Hussard. And did Hussard invent that?
Himself? No. The story is my Uncle Owen did.
Okay.
That he had an Eggs Benedict and he was walking through the kitchen and said, what do you have that I can put on here? And it was a Hussard sauce, a Marchand de Vin sauce.
That is that deep brown,
yes.
rich sauce,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Wow. With Eggs Benedict?
Yes.
Sounds
really good.
Good. And it's Canadian bacon, or what do you have on it?
What's yes, we make our own Canadian bacon and English muffin.
Wow.
And then hollandaise.
Wow. I'm drooling here. Thank you, Ralph, so much. A pleasure to meet you. I mean, that's
yes.
sincerely. Hope you come back.
Okay.
I'd
great.
Love to have
it
you.
It was good.
Right. Good. If Ian gets summoned away again, or maybe we'll find a way to bring you in.
Okay.
Right,
great.
Good. Thank you, sir. 9:55, 5 till 10. Quick break, then we'll find out what Newell's got planned for us on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.